Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to awaken to the truth of your soul? Welcome to today's episode of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show with your host, Nadia Khalil.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to today's show. Today is Monday, September 4th. It is a holiday in America. It is Labor Day today, so everybody's off from work for the most part. If you work in retail, you're probably out of luck. But almost everybody else, banks are closed, no mail, just like having a second Sunday. And I just wanted to let you guys know as well, I am not in the chat yet. We had an issue getting into Blog Talk today, so I'm still trying to actually get into the show. I have a secret way of getting in when the show starts acting up or the website starts to act up. I have another way of getting in. So it's an interesting thing, but I just got in. There you have it. See, it always works out at some point, but thank God right before the show started. So you just have to try like 6 or 7 or 8 times every once in a while. So I hope you guys had a good weekend, still are having a good weekend, and I am so looking forward to today's show because I can't believe that our intelligence, our own thinking, our own knowing doesn't know enough to know that winning the battles loses the war. Everything goes on. But these short-lived wins that we fight for so hard just to say I was right, and how much that takes away from both of you, not one of you, both of you. You're either, when there's an argument, when there's a disagreement, anything like that's happening, you both need to be on the same side. Both of you. Because when one of you is on one side and the other one's on the other side, you both have already lost. When there's one side or the other, you both have lost. Because now what happens is you guys are fine, but then you fracture at that point, and then it's every man for himself. And then after every man for himself, one of you has to win. And the other is in the doghouse. That is a sign of a very unhealthy relationship. Both souls need to walk away feeling like they mattered. Feeling like they mattered is greater than feeling like they're heard. And say that one more time. Feeling like they mattered is greater than feeling heard. Because anyone can repeat like a parakeet to you that they heard you. But not anyone can make you feel like you mattered, because that's a feeling. And being heard, you can say, I understand your pain all you want, but then they say, but what the heck were you thinking? Or I already apologized for that. And you're saying, I don't want an apology, I want an understanding. Because if we don't understand why this happened, it is going to happen again. And then it is going to happen again. And the merry-go-round will go round and round and round over and over again. You have a choice. You can do that, or you can learn why. Learning why will stop the merry-go-round. when you know why something's happening, doesn't need to happen anymore. But if you fight the person as so heavily as you can, and they start feeling attacked, what happens? They're going to shut down and get defensive and fight you, no matter what you say. Why is it so important, as short-sighted as it is, to win a battle? What did anybody ever gain? And the funniest part of this is when you can see somebody else, you can pick it out like that. But the minute you're doing it, you don't even know you're doing it yet. Then it creates more defenses and more defenses. And what happens is, when you want to win the battle and lose the wars, you know what happens? Is you focus on what turns from a negotiation to an argument, and you even will forget what you're arguing about. And then when you bring back the actual issue, it's almost foreign to the argument. Is that not the craziest thing in the world? The thing that you started to argue about gets lost in the method of the argument. And then when you say, but wait a minute, all I wanted was an answer to this. Well, I told you the answer to that. Well, then why are we arguing? What just happened here? And I have people, fully sane people, who when you tell them what they're doing, They spit back at you. And it always keeps returning to them. Going back to them. Because of you. You're the one who made this come out. And honestly, I have seen couples where the person who starts it is the person who gets aggressive in the argument, is the person who puts the other person down, is the person who says they've explained it and you should accept the explanation even though it makes no sense to you, and then starts blaming you for your reaction. And they did it all by themselves. And they have no idea that they've done it all by themselves. And you're trying to tell them there is a problem here, and they will keep telling you that the problem is how you accepted their explanation. Because they told you, hey, I acknowledge your pain. And they told you, hey, I'm sorry. Well, I said I'm sorry. And you say, but I don't want an I'm sorry. I want to, how are we going to fix this? Because the fact that you were able to do it is the problem. We have to focus on the issue, not on just trying to make this little thing that just happened go away. Because nothing goes away if it's not completely true. Tell the truth and the truth will do the work. Tell a lie and we will all stop at the lie until both people understand the truth. Why do we take advantage when it takes such a lifetime to find somebody you want to spend your life with, to take advantage of their love and twist and turn them into a pretzel, and then wonder why somebody who loves you so much not wants to run away but has to run away to maintain a sense of sanity in their own lives? Twisting and turning and deflecting and anger and then niceness and then anger, and then they have to force the niceness out, and then they say, but I came to you peacefully. I apologized. I acknowledged your feelings. Like somebody gave them a textbook and said, okay, do this, 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 but they don't mean it. They're just trying to do it because they think that's what they're supposed to do. Well, that sincerity in the process is felt. It's like a woman or a man or a child going to a parent, a woman going to a brother or a sister or a mother or a father that they have not had been able to resolve issues with, or to friends or partners, marriages. When you go to someone and you say things like, you know what, I'm depressed. And they say, what do you need to be depressed for? You have everything you want. Well, wait, back up. I'm depressed because of my relationship with you. I feel we have some issues that aren't resolved completely or cleanly. I believe that we didn't get to the reasons why. I get that you apologize for your actions. Thank you for that. That's step one. But we need to find out why this happens, because now it's happened repeatedly. And every time it happens, Mom, that hurts me a lot. And I don't want to be hurt anymore between us. I want us to have this freedom between us, this growth. I know a young child can't say that to their parents. They just ask them to, you know, are we good? Are we good? Are we good? Just, you know, okay, I learned that. But as we get older, even as a parent, when we see our child in a position like that, we can offer them that I will listen to you. But if we're going to attack each other, then I can no longer listen. Because now we're having so many circular arguments that no human being, unless they stop all their life and only focus on that, can do. When we win, what do we win? Oh, well, I've had people tell their partners, well, you're the injured one. You're the wronged one. Don't you feel good now? I apologized. Well, I don't know. If you're that angry, you apologized. But do you know why I was even upset? Well, you just wanted to be right, and you are. See, there you got it. You got what you needed. I didn't need that. Whatever it is that you did isn't okay for you either, any more than it is for me. Did you apologize to yourself for putting yourself in this position? Because that's where the first apology needs to come. That's where the first apology needs to come in. Because once you've apologized to you for putting your soul in jeopardy with another person, then you can wholeheartedly apologize to another person who can receive it. Apologizing is either words or it's felt. Just like when what matters, do you feel like you mattered in this equation? Not out of desperation or fear of loss of you, but did you really matter enough for that person to care enough to not destroy you during an argument, and then when it's over, completely jump into another person and behave as though none of that was ever said? Because when we have to do that, so that's the big cover-up. The big cover-up comes when you just jump into, okay, now that's over with. Don't I love you? Let's go watch TV. And you go and you watch TV, but nothing got resolved. It just got put off until the next time it happens. And they even kind of prepare you, because now you're getting used to it. When parents are nice to their kids and then they just scream at them out of nowhere and call them names, the kids get used to it. so used to it that if it happens young enough, they will emulate it. And then they won't even know why they do that, because they hated it. I remember when I was a child, and back then, you know, we used to get hit for doing stuff. And I've told you guys so many times on the radio, but 99% of the time, you know, I deserved it. Me and my brothers and sisters, we just were so wild. I don't know how and why we were, but we were so wild. I mean, God bless my parents. But we knew we would get in trouble for doing things. So we knew if we went to a certain point, and then when we'd see that look on our parents' faces, we'd all run and hide. But we also knew we caused it. We also knew we took it too far. We had a knowing of that. As we got older, our parents started talking to us about these things instead of chasing us down. Because everyone evolved into the fact of hitting other human beings wasn't the way to teach them very much. Sure scared us. But as we get older, we evolve as well, and we don't have to stay in these circular argumentative places and then think, well, you won this one. Because if you won this one and I won that one, are we working together? No. Can that sustain? No. Kids whose parents aren't very nice to them usually don't want to see their parents once they're old enough to leave their homes. What's very hard for someone to see themselves, because they don't want to see what's inside of them, even though it may not be so bad. But to them, it is, and they don't know if they can handle their emotions, so they knock down other people's emotions because they themselves have learned how to hide theirs. And when people can't handle their emotions, watch out, because your emotions aren't going to be taken care of anymore. Your emotions will be left to hang and dry unless the two of you, make a decision to not do that to each other. Because what happens is the person can't see you. The person can't see you. And when you can't be seen, how are you going to feel if you were mattered in the equation? How will you feel heard? Compassion attention and action. If one of those three is missing, if compassion is missing, you will feel had. If attention is missing, you're not going to solve the problem. And if action is missing, you're not going to believe the other person. But compassion, attention, and action is when you both win the war, and you don't have to go through all these battles. You don't have to have a battle on this field and a battle on that field and a battle on that field and this particular issue. They're usually all in the same category. And if you can find out why you take this method and not another one, will be your medicine. It will be your medicine. We think that each time we have a disagreement with people, that it's different because it's different people that we're having the disagreement with. But the common denominator, and we've said this before, is us. So if we're walking around thinking, well, I'll just get a new person to talk to be my friend, to be my partner, I'll just get a new person over and over again That's exhausting to keep starting and thinking that the new person you won't do this stuff with, because eventually you will. And then you will blame them for bringing it out in you, because that's not how it should go. How it should go is that they're new and you didn't build up a history, so now you have a chance of not doing these things again. And you really believe it. You really believe it. It's not fair. It's not fair to yourself to do that. We're not made of steel. We are made of hearts and body parts and ears and eyes. We feel. We know all these things. But to take away from what we know of human nature and not use that to give each other a safe place to grow. When you're with someone who chooses the option, and I have to say it's a choice because there's a lot of help out here, to just argue by yourself and hope the other person can handle the ride, or you do it to wear them down so they just can't take it anymore and just want to go along with you because they like you and you're nice. But if you turn into somebody who isn't somebody who's very supportive when things aren't okay, that person, once they've experienced that a few times, cannot continue to go back. It would be like against nature almost to do that. Who goes back to get hurt further than they were hurt in the first place to bring up the issue? And then you might not want to bring up issues because of that behavior. And they say, well, just tell me anything. And then you want to tell them, and then the things you tell them, they don't agree with you on. And so now they're throwing you for a loop. They're going to twist you and turn you and turn you and twist you over and over and over again. And every argument you have will become a circular merry-go-round, and you'll never be able to get off that merry-go-round. So when you start feeling like you are not being heard, and you start feeling like somebody just wants to win the battles, ask them if you can stop right here. What happens to some people is when they see this kind of behavior and they know that if the person doesn't recognize that behavior because now they've done it a few times, they retreat because they don't want to make things worse, and talking to that person actually makes things worse. It's a very isolating feeling when you are partnered with a coworker or a parent or anyone who wants to win the battles. 9 times out of 10, those battles were created by the person that you're arguing with, because the whole point of you going to them is because something is wrong. And then they blame you for the problem they threw at you. They don't even know they're doing it. And then what? Does that make you want to go and talk to them again? Probably not. Who can handle that? And if it continuously happens, you're going to start looking for another job. You're going to start looking to retreat from the relationship, from the friendship. If it's your parents, you start running away from them. You stop telling them anything. I've had teenagers who won't go to their parents and tell them anything, and they need help. And they come to me. Intervening is very hard to do, but sometimes I've had to do it. And it's not because people are awful people. Education, emotional education, is so hard to find that when you do run into this, just know that this person, they just don't know any better. They know what they're doing. They know how to fight. They're really good fighters. They can fight you to a pulp and throw you down. And then they walk away and they feel victorious, but they have no idea what they left behind them. They have no idea how much they've hurt someone. None whatsoever. They have no respect for emotion or compassion because they themselves don't allow it to themselves. They're afraid it might break them. And they will fight tooth and nail. They will lose marriages. They will lose relationships. They will lose so many people that get past a certain point in their life to where they have to deal with them in argumentative states. Because it's natural for people to have disagreements, but what's unnatural sometimes, in times, is how it's dealt with. And how it's dealt with will either keep a person there or will make them run faster than you can see the smoke behind them. Does it have anything to do with love? No. It has to do with survival. People need to thrive and survive. And if we don't allow for us to thrive with each other, for us to survive with each other, we're not gonna. Just not gonna happen. It will not know how to happen. The truth of the matter is when the truth is avoided or not dug into, neither will the relationship. It will only go as superficial as you allow your truth to be seen. If that truth isn't part of the picture, then all bets are off for both of you. You might be able to pacify yourselves for a day, 2 days, a month, 2 months, but the minute something happens and that truth isn't on the table, you've already lost. When you keep asking for the truth, you want to know the motivation. Not that situation and that situation. The fact that we even have all of these situations is a problem in itself. The fact that you have these situations over and over again is a problem in itself. Pay attention to what's really going on. If you find yourself in these repetitive places, you have to ask yourself, what's really going on here? You have to let the other person know, hey, you know what? What happened between us? Why is it that over here, but when it comes to solving an issue, we don't know how to solve it? We're both two intelligent people. We're both two good people. We both love each other, and we're both pretty happy for the most part. But every once in a while, you make a decision to do something that's kind of off, and we need to find out why it is off. We need to know why it's off, or we're going to keep facing this over and over again. And you can even ask the question, do you want to do this every few months? Because if you do, I don't agree with that. You guys, it's already over. Have a great day. I love you so very much, and I'm so glad Blog Talk worked. Yay! I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to today's Daily Dose of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show. To learn more, visit www.